Final round of locker room chats continuing here tonight. The 2022 portion of the locker room chats. We'll get a couple weeks off after tonight and then get back to it for the January push as high school basketball continues here in Northeast Kansas. And now we get to talk about Sabetha a little bit. It's brought to you by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance. And we're joined now by Blue Jays girls basketball coach, that is, Nate Bauman. Coach, since we last spoke, couple games under your belts. Four games in now total this year, a 2-2 record, coming off a loss to Riverside most recently, and then the game prior to that to win last Friday at Royal Valley. So since we talked last week, a couple games, a 1-1 tilt. Take us through kind of this last week and what you saw from your team.
Yeah, well, I saw a lot of improvement. I felt really good about our first half against Royal Valley. Royal Valley was been playing some zone, and we really moved the ball well against that, inside out, side to side, got some good shots in the first half, and really felt good about where we were at there, and as basketball sometimes does, it humbles you pretty quickly. So third quarter, we weren't very good coming out of halftime in that game, and had some struggles scoring it. Luckily, we built a big enough lead that we were able to hold on there, and played good enough defense still in the second half to pull out that win against a talented team. So I was really, really pleased with our effort at Royal Valley overall, all through the game defensively, and especially in the first half on offense. And then last night we just kind of ran into a buzzsaw. Riverside's a good team. They have one of the best players in the league and in the state, I think. And she's tough for us. We threw every defense we have at her, and we still had a hard time getting her stopped. And it's not just her. To give them credit, they had several girls step up and hit some outside shots as we were trying to focus on Taylor, and that made it tough for us. When we give up 50 points, we're gonna have a hard time winning many games, and kind of our MO is to keep teams around 30, and that gives us a chance in a lot of games, and we just couldn't do that last night.
Again, you beat Royal Valley on the road last Friday, and then a loss earlier this week to Riverside, and I like how you mentioned Taylor Weiser, one of the top players in the state. I mean, you could easily argue the best player in the Big Seven, on 6'2", and can step outside, can shoot, can handle. You just really don't find, you know, girls of that caliber, and she's only a junior, which makes it even crazier that she still has another year under her belt. What would you say the difference is between Royal Valley and Riverside, maybe with what they do, maybe schematically, or just maybe a key difference between the two teams that you saw back-to-back nights?
Yeah, well, like I said, Royal Valley played zone. They're playing a 1-3-1 zone with some of their length, and that can be challenging at times, but we did a pretty good job of handling that. And, you know, they have some good size inside, but not the height of the Weiser girl. And when we go Riverside, they play man-to-man, half-court man all the time. Coach Burns has done a good job with them. I think they're really disciplined on defense. They're not trying to press. They're not getting overextended. They're just doing a good job of keeping people in front of them and making it difficult for you to get to the basket. And then their length, obviously. And then they're fearless. They're similar in that both Royal Valley and Riverside are pretty fearless three-point shooters. And that may have been the bigger difference in the game, too. Royal Valley just didn't make very many, and Riverside made six against us. So, you know, that's a lot of points, again, for us to give up when they're making that many threes. So, you know, I was talking to somebody about Taylor this morning, saying she's going to be playing. We're going to watch her playing in college. That's just not soon enough for me.
Right.
I wish she could get there a little sooner.
Yeah.
But, yeah, she's a tough matchup.
Well, finally, before we get you out of here, and we appreciate it as always, a couple more games here before you get a couple weeks off for the holiday break. It starts Friday with Jefferson West, and then you'll turn around and get Nemaha Central on Tuesday next week. So what do you want to see here next couple of games, starting with Jeff West and then Nemaha on Tuesday?
Yeah, you know, we got to get I love Wednesday practices because they're kind of the one day of the week we get to focus on us and the things we need to improve on. We got out-rebounded we did a great job on the boards against Royal Valley and got out-rebounded by Riverside. So we got to continue to work on that. We got to continue to work on moving the ball and working on finding some other scoring options besides Mary. Mary had a good first half last night, didn't score in the second half, and when she doesn't score, it's kind of hard for our team to score. So we got to find other ways to get some points up. So we'll work on that today. We'll concentrate on Jeff West on Thursday. And, of course, Nemaha going into break is always a fun one. There's, like we've said a million times, there's not an off night in the Big Seven. So no game for us the rest of the way is going to be easy. We're just going to have to come out and battle every night. And I know the girls will do that, so I'm excited about that.
So about the girls basketball coach, Nate Bauman, joining us. 2-2 start. Still two more games prior to the holiday break. They'll get Jeff West on Friday and then Nemaha Central next Tuesday to wrap things up in the 22 portion of the schedule. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck here these next couple of games, and we'll talk to you after the holiday break.
All right. Thanks, Brandon. Merry Christmas.